In Mirat Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Mem Vav. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira Cholash. Reb Zeira became weak and he was ill. Ol legabei Reb Avo. Reb Avo went up to visit Reb Zeira. Kobil olei. Reb Avo took upon himself, I mispach. If Reb Zeira is going to become well, if he's going to heal, Katino Chorich Shoki. That was the way that Reb Zeira used to be called. He was called the short one, the one with singed thighs. Ovidno yoyma tovel rabbonon. I will make a yontov, I'll make a meal, a suda, for the Talmidei Chachomim. Itpach, Reb Zeira became better. Ovad suda solokulu rabbonon. Reb Avo made a suda for all the Chachomim. Kimoto lemishri. When they reached the point where they were going to start the meal, where somebody was going to have to get the honor of making hamotzi and cutting open the bread, Omar leil Reb Zeira. Reb Avo said to Reb Zeira, "Lishri lon mar, you Reb Zeira, our master, you should be the one to open the meal, to start the challah, to make the bracha for everybody else." Omar leil Reb Zeira said to Reb Avo, "Loisovar lon mar, lahod Reb Yechanon, do you Reb Avo not agree or hold of what Reb Yechanon said? Do Omar bal habayis poitzea?" That Reb Yechanon held that the balabais, the host of the meal, is the one that should make the bracha and give out the bread. Since it's his bread, he's the host, he'll give out the bread generously. Shara lohu. Reb Avo agreed with Reb Zeira, and he made the bracha, and he gave out the bread. Kimote livruche. When they came to the time to say Berchas Hamazon at the end of the meal, Omar lei. Reb Avo again said to Reb Zeira, Nivrach lon mar. You, Reb Zeira, you should be leading the Berchas Hamazon. Omar lei, Reb Zeira said back to Reb Avo, Lo sovar lo mar lo hod Rav Huna de min Bovel. Do you not agree with what Rav Huna from Bovel said? Do Omar boitzea mavorich. The one that started the meal, the one that made the hamotzi, is the one that should make the Berchas Hamazon. Now, it's not clear in the Meforshim exactly whether Reb Avo agreed with this or didn't agree with it, and who actually said the Birchas Hamazon. But the Gemara explains, Ve'ihu, Reb Avo that offered Reb Zeira to do the Birchas Hamazon, Kaman Sfirle, who did he hold like? Ki hod omer Reb Yechanon mishum Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He held like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Balabayis Boitzea. Indeed, it's the host is the one that's supposed to start the meal and give out the bread. Voireach mevorich, but it should be the guest who should say the Birchas Hamazon. Why? Balabais boitzea kadeshi vatzea ba'ayin yofa. As we explained, the reason that the host is the one that should make the hamotzi and give out the bread is because he will do so generously. Voireach mevorich, why should the guest lead the Birchas Hamazon? Kadeshi yevorich balabais, because he's the one that will be holding the kais and leading the Birchas Hamazon, and he will then have the opportunity of saying the Birchas Habayis. He'll be able to give a special bracha to the Balabayis in the Birchas Hamazon. The Poskim say that nowadays that everybody benches on their own, anybody who's a Noireach anywhere should be making the following bracha to the Balabayis. Mai Mevorich, what is this bracha? So it goes as follows. Yehi rotzin, it should be the will of Hashem, shelo yevoish balabayis bo'ilom hazeh, that the host should not be shamed in this world with poverty or any other challenges. V'lo yikolim lo'ilom habo, he should not be humiliated when he gets to olam habo. V'rebi moisif bo'dvorim, and Rebbe used to add on to this tefillah a few more things. What did he add on? V'yitzlach mo'oid b'chol nechosov, he should be very successful with all his possessions. V'yu nechosov unchoseinu, and his possessions and our possessions should be mutzlochim, should be successful, ukroivim lo'ir, and close to the city, close to where we live. V'alish lo'it sotin, and the sotin should not rain, lo'i b'maisa yodov, not on his work, v'lo'i b'maisa yodeinu, and not on our work. V'alizdakir, or others say v'alizdakik, lo'i lefonov, v'lo'i lefoneinu, Shum dvar hirur chait v'avera v'avoin. No thought of sin, of averus, should appear not in front of the balabais and not in front of us. Me'atov ad olam, from now, forever. Continues the Gemara. Ad heichon birchas hazimun. The concept of saying zimun, what is this? How far does it go? We know that there's three brachis in Birchas Hamazon and a fourth one. There's Hazon, Birchas Hazon, there's Birchas Ha'oretz, there's Birchas Boinei Yerushalayim, and then afterwards you have the Hatoiva Ha'meitiv. And before benching, we start with Zimun. Now, how far is Birchas Zimun? Rashi explains that what the question of the Gemara is really, when you don't have a Zimun, what part of benching do you not say? So it's clear that from the Nevorich, what we call Rabbi Yisai Nevorich, until the beginning of Hazones Olam is clearly called Zimun, and if you don't have a Zimun, you don't say that. The question is there any more of Birchas HaMozin that is called Birchas HaZimun that you would not say it if you don't have Zimun? Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevorich. Rav Nachman says only the Nevorich bit, only what we call Zimun, until Hazones Olam Veloyad Bechlal, excluding Hazones Olam, that's the Birchas HaZimun. Rav Sheshes Omar Ad Hazon. Rav Sheshes says that the first bracha from Hazones Olam Kuloi till the end of the first bracha is also included in Zimun. If you have three people with the conditions we mentioned on Daf Memhei, then you say that bracha, and if not, you don't say that bracha. Says the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. It could be that this argument between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is actually a Machlekes Tanoim. The Toni Chodo in one brisa it says as follows: Birchas Hamozoin Shnaim Ushloisha. Birchas Hamozoin is sometimes two brachas and sometimes three brachas. V'Tani Idoch in another brisa we learned Shloisha V'Arba. Birchas Hamozoin is sometimes three brachas and sometimes four brachas. Savruha. The Gemara intended to explain the argument as follows: De kule alma hatoiva meitiv lavda iraisahi. Everybody agrees that the fourth, what we call the fourth bracha of hatoiva meitiv, is not a bracha de iraisa and is not included as an integral part of Birchas Hamozin discussed in these brises. My love, Bahokimifligi. So everything we mentioned in these brises, whether it's the two or the three or the four, it's all excluding hatoiva meitiv. What are they arguing? Mand Omar Shtaim v'Sholoish, the one that says it's sometimes two brachas and sometimes three brachas, Kosovar he holds Ad Hazon. Zimun is until the end of the first bracha. And therefore, when you have a Zimun, you have three brachas. You have Hazon, you have Birchas Oret, and you have Bnei Yerushalayim. And when you don't have Zimun, you only have Birchas Oret and Birchas Bnei Yerushalayim. And the one who holds the brisa that says there's sometimes three brachas, sometimes four brachas, kosovar ad nevorich, he assumes that the zimun is only until hazon, excluding hazon. So when you have a zimun, you have the four brachas, you have the zimun itself, plus the three brachas, hazon, al-ha'oretz, and Yerushalayim. And when you don't have zimun, you only have three brachas, hazon, al-ha'oretz, and boinei Yerushalayim. And we're not so comfortable having a machloikas amiroim being the same as a machloikas tanoim. Says the Gemara loy. It doesn't have to mean that the two brises are arguing on the with the same theme as the two amiroim. Rav Nachman metaritz letame, Rav Sheshes metaritz letame. Rav Nachman, who says that Zimun is only the Nevorich part, only what we call the Zimun, he can explain both brises. And Rav Sheshes, who says that Zimun is till the end of Hazon, he can also explain both brises. Rav Nachman Mataritz Letame. How does Rav Nachman explain the brises? De kule alma ad nevorich. Rav Nachman's opinion is that Zimun is only until Hazon, excluding Hazon. So mando omar sholish v'arba, the brisa that says that sometimes there's three brachas, sometimes there's four brachas, shapir. That makes a lot of sense. There's three brachas is when there's no Zimun. You've got Hazon, Al-Oretz, and Boinei Yerushalayim, and four is with the Zimun. Uman do'oma shtayim v'sholish, the brisa that says that there's sometimes two brachas and sometimes three brachas, oimer l'cho hocha b'birchas poyalim oskinon. This brisa is talking about when they are workers, and we know that when they are workers, do'omar mar, poyseach b'hazon, birchas hamozin starts with the first bracha of hazon for the workers, and for everybody for that matter. V'koilel boinei Yerushalayim b'birchas ha'oretz. When you say the bracha of birchas ha'oretz, you include Yerushalayim in that bracha. You do not make the extra bracha of boinei Yerushalayim. So if you've got the poyalim, where there's only two of them, there's no zimun, then you only say two brachas. you say Hazon, and you say Al Haaretz, which includes Yerushalayim. When you have Zimun, then you have the Birchas HaZimun before it, and then you have three. The Broch of HaToiv HaMeitiv, we saw on Daf Memhei, that Poelim do not say the Broch of HaToiv HaMeitiv. So you've never got the fourth Brocha, you've always got either just the two, three which become two, either with or without Zimun. Continues the Gemara. Rav Sheshes metaritz letame. Rav Sheshes is now going to explain both the brises according to his opinion. De kule alma ad hazon. Everybody agrees, that's Rav Sheshes' opinion, that Zimun is till the end of hazon es hakoil. Man do omar shtayim v'sholoish. The brise that says that sometimes there's two brachas, sometimes there's three brachas. Shapir, we understand that very well. When there's no Zimun, then you only have Birchas Oretz and Birchas Bein Yerushalayim. And when you have Zimun, then you have the Birchas HaZimun, Til Hazon Es HaKoil, and then Birchas Oretz, and Birchas Bein Yerushalayim. Uman Do'oma Sholo Yishvarba, and the Braisa that says that sometimes there's three brachas, sometimes there's four brachas, Kosova, that Braisa holds, HaToiv HaMeitiv Do'iraisa, who, he, that Braisa holds that HaToiv HaMeitiv is included in the brachis min atira of Birchas HaMozin, and therefore when you have a Zimun, you have four brachas. You have Zimun that goes till Hazon Es HaKoil, Birchas HaOretz, Boinei Yerushalayim, and HaToiv HaMeitiv. When you have no Zimun, then you only have three brachas, Birchas HaOretz, Boinei Yerushalayim, and HaToiv HaMeitiv. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosef, Teidal, bring you a proof that HaToiv HaMeitiv lavdoi reisa, that the fourth bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv is not min HaTorah. Shehari Poyalim Oikrinoiso. We know that Poyalim do not say the bracha HaToiv HaMeitiv, and if HaToiv HaMeitiv was min HaTorah, they would not be able to delete it from their Birchas HaMozin. Omar of Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marosa Mishmei Derav, Teida da HaToiv HaMeitiv lavdoi reisa. It was said in the name of Rav, another proof that HaToiv HaMeitiv is not min HaTorah. Shehari Poseach Bo BeBoruch, Ve'in Choysim Bo BeBoruch. It starts off with Boruch, Boruch Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech Ho'ilom Hokeil, etc. But it does not finish off with Boruch, it just finishes off, Alichasreinu. Kedetanya, as we saw in a Braisa, Kol HaBrochis Kulon, any long Brocha, Peseach Bohen BeBoruch, it starts off with Boruch Ato Hashem, V'choisim Ben BeBoruch, and at the end, again, the Brocha finishes with Boruch Ato Hashem. Chutz mi birchas apiris, besides for brachas you make on fruits, which are very short brachas, and there's no other content in the bracha besides for the boruch at the beginning and the boire pri ha'etz or boire pri agofen or al netilas lulav, and therefore there's no reason to say a boruch at the end, or birchas ha-mitzvahs are the brachas ha-mitzvahs, al netilas lulav, lo niach tfilin, etc. If you have one bracha that is said adjacent, just after a bracha before it, and the bracha before it has a boruch, then the bracha after it does not have to start with boruch. For example, our Shmoneh Esrei, where the first bracha starts off with boruch, all the other brachas, they don't start off with boruch. It's atogiboyer, and then atochinein, and Slachlon, all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, they all do not start with Baruch because they are smucha lechaverta. They are close to the first bracha that does have a Baruch. Or bracha achreina shebekriyas Shema and Emes v'yatziv or Emes v'emuna after Shema, they do not start with Baruch because they are a following from the brachas before Kriyas Shema. And the first bracha before Kriyas Shema starts off with Baruch. Baruch ato Hashem, either with Yetzer Oyer or with the first bracha by Ma'ariv. Yesh mehen, there are some brachas shepiseach behen beboruch ve'in chaysim beboruch. They do start with boruch, and the end of the bracha does not have a boruch. Ve'yesh mehen shechaysim behen beboruch. There are some brachas that end off with a boruch ve'in piseach beboruch, but they do not start with a boruch, and those are your typical brachas hasmuchis lechaverta that we mentioned before. V'hatoiv ha-meitiv, the bracha of hatoiv ha-meitiv, poseach b'boruch, it starts off with boruch. After Boinei Yerushalayim, we say boruch ato Hashem. V'ein chosim b'boruch, and it does not end off with the boruch. If this was a minatira, a brocha deraisa, then it would be a direct follow from the first three brochas. Since the first three brochas are brochis asmuchis lechaverta, we say boruch at the beginning of the first brocha, and then we say noide lecho, and rachim, we do not say a boruch because it's smucho lechaverta. Why should the fourth brocha have a boruch with it? Mechlal de brocha b'fneatzmahi, from here you see that it's an independent brocha, and it's not really part of the minatira's birchas hamozin. Continues the Gemara of Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Teida, I'll bring you a proof that Toiv HaMeitiv Lav Deiraisa, another proof that the bracha of Toiv HaMeitiv is not a part of the Iker Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah. Shehari, because we're going to see, according to Rabbi Akiva, Oikrin Oiso B'Beis HaOvel. In the home of an oval, somebody who's mourning, somebody who's sitting Shiva, they would not say this fourth bracha. If it was part of Birchas Hamozin, min HaTorah, they would have to say it together with the rest of Birchas Hamozin. K'detanya, we saw in a braisa, Mahim Oimrim b'Beis HaOvel. How does the Birchas Hamozin go in the Beis HaOvel? Boruch HaTov HaMeitiv. The Tanakama say, you make the regular fourth brach of HaTov HaMeitiv. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, Boruch Dayan HaEmes. You make a bracha that Hashem is judges with truth. Dayan HaEmes. He is a truthful judge. So you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, in the home of an oval, they would say a bracha of Dayan HaEmes, they would not say the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. And if the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv was part of the Birchas HaMozin min HaTorah, they would not be able to leave that out. Continues the Gemara, HaTov HaMeitiv in Dayan HaEmes loy, according to the Tanakama, that we said, Mahim Oimrim B'Beis HaOvel, Boruch HaTov HaMeitiv. According to the Tanakama, do they only say HaTov HaMeitiv? They don't say the bracha of Dayan HaEmes at all? Elo Eima Af HaTov HaMeitiv. When the Tanakama say that you say HaTov HaMeitiv, they mean also HaTov HaMeitiv, and also Dayan HaEmes. And Rabbi Akiva holds Dayan HaEmes and not HaTov HaMeitiv. Continues the Gemara, Marzutra Ikla Lebeir of Ashi. Marzutra was visiting the home of Rav Ashi, Isra Bey Milsa, and an unfortunate event happened, and one of his relatives passed away. Pasach uborich HaTov HaMeitiv. He started saying the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMozin, Boruch Ato Hashem, till he got to the words of HaTov HaMeitiv, and then he interjected with the following tefillah, Kael Emes Hashem is truth, Dayon Emes, he is a judge of truth, Shofet B'Tzedek, he judges with righteousness, Loikeach B'Mishpot, he takes away justly, V'Shalit B'Ilomoy, he rules over his world, La'aseh B'Kir Tzoynoy, to do as he desires, Kichol D'Rochov Mishpot, all his ways are just, Shehakil Sheloy, everything is his, V'Anachnu Amoy, we are his nation, his people, V'Avodov, and we are his servants, U'Bakil, Anachnu Chayovim L'Hoydes Loy, and in all situations we are obligated to thank him, U'Lavorche, and to bless him, Goydir Pirtzis B'Yisrael, Hashem is the one that mends breaches in Yisrael, Hu Yigdir Et HaPirtza HaZois B'Yisrael, and he will mend this breach in Klal Yisrael, L'Chaim, to life. And after saying this text, he carries on the bracha, Hugmalonu, Hugimleinu, etc., until the end of the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMozin. Continues the Gemara, Leheichon hu chayzer. We saw before in the Gemara that if you have three people who are eating together and two of them want to bench Zimun and one of them is not yet finished, the one waits, he allows the two to bench Zimun and then he continues eating. The question is, this person who's continued eating after everybody else, after the rest of the group has already said Zimun, now when he's finished eating, he's got to bench Birchas HaMozin. Where does he start saying the Birchas HaMozin? After he finishes eating. Leheichonu Chayzer. Rav Zvid Mishmeid Abaya Omar Chayzer L'Roish. And this is all going according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that Birchas Zimun is including the bracha of Hazonis HaKoil until the end of the first bracha. But this person, he heard them saying Zimun till Hazonis HaKoil, but then he continued eating. So does he just start from Noide now? Or do we say no? Since you are part of the group, and you are Mechuyev in Zimun, And Zimun means including the bracha of Azonis HaKoyl. So when you start benching, you also have to say Azonis HaKoyl. So says the Gemara, that Abaye maintains Chayzel Leroy, she's got to go back and say the bracha of Azonis HaKoyl. Rabbonon Omri, Lemokim Sheposak. The Rabbonon say that the first bracha Azonis HaOlam Kuloi, that is the bracha of Zimun. You are part of Zimun already. You continued eating, that's fine. Now you need to say Birchas HaMozen. You start from where the Zimun finishes. Zimun finishes at Hazonis HaKoyl, and you start from Noida. V'hilchasa l'mokim sheposak. The halacha is that he goes back to where they stopped the Zimun, which is Hazon, at the end of the bracha of Hazon. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Rash Gelusa le Rav Sheshes. The Rash Gelusa said as follows to Rav Sheshes. Afel gav de Rabbonon k'shishoi aton. Even though you are all elderly sages, parasoi, the Persians, betzorchei suda, with the etiquette of the meals, bekien minaychu, they are more proficient and more expert in the way things are supposed to be done. And the Resh Gelusa is now going to outline how the meals would take place according to the Persians. Bizman shem shtei mitois. We know that in the times of Chazal, in times of the Mishnayos, the Gemara, people were used to leaning on couches whilst eating. Everyone had their own couch, and in front of each couch there was a little table, and that's where the people would eat. And so in the event that there's only two couches, which means there are two people who are now going to lay, lean, and eat. Godoil Mesiv Barosh. The first one, the more prominent, the more prestigious and respected of the two, he is the one that chooses his place first. He leans first. V'sheini loy, the next down, the one just less prominent than that first one, l'maylo himenu, he leans on the couch which is above the head of the first one. U'bizman sheim sholish, when there were three people who were going to dine together, godoil meisiv be'emtza, the most prestigious of them, he would go onto the middle bed, on the middle couch. Sheini loy, the next one down, l'maylo himenu, would lie on the couch at the head of the one in the middle. Shlishi loy l'mato himenu, and the least prestigious of the three would lay on the couch which is below, which is at the foot of the one in the middle. Omar le, Rav Sheshes asked the Resh Gelusa, v'chiboye ishtu'uye behadei, when the middle person, the most choshev one, wanted to speak to the others, mitrat tirutza, v'yosiv umishtoi ba'adei, he would have to straighten up, to sit straight, v'yosiv would sit umishtoi ba'adei, and that way he would have to talk. Because when lying down, he cannot speak to the person, he can't even see the person who is the next one down in covered, who's at his head, sort of behind him. He can't even see him. Omar Le, the Resh Gelusa said, Shani parasoi de machvele b'mochig. The Persians did not have such an issue with this, because they would converse, they would speak using some type of sign language, they would use hand gestures, and therefore it didn't matter that they couldn't see him. Mayim Rishonim, Mehechon Maschilin. Who was the first one to wash Netilas Sedaim at the beginning of the meal? Omar Le Min HaGadol, from the most mechubad, the most wise, the oldest, he was the first one to wash his hands. Yoshav Godel v'yishmer yodo v'achenoitlim kulam. Can it be that this oldest and most honored of the three, who had already washed his hands, he now has to sit there idly waiting till everybody else has finished washing before he's going to get his food? Omar Le No. They would bring his table with the food on immediately after he's washed his hands. They would bring his food. Who would be the first one to wash Mayim Achreinim at the end of the meal? Omar Le Min HaKotan. They would start from the youngest. Is it appropriate that the most mechubad one, the most honorable of the group, should have to have his hands greasy or dirty all the while until everybody else has finished washing the mayim achreinim? Omar Le said to him, Loi mesalki taka mikamei ad denamti maye legabei. No, his table stayed in front of him, his food stayed in front of him, and he continued eating whilst the others were washing. Or more accurately, the others started washing whilst the the oldest and the wisest, was still eating, and only when it was his turn to wash Mayim Achreinim, that's when he finished eating, that's when they would remove the food and his little table and bring him his water. Omer of Sheshes. The Sheshes now said to the Resh Galusa, Ano masnita yodana. I understand that the Persians, they were very much into the dinner etiquette, and that's what they did. I know what it says in the Brisa. What does it say in the Brisa? Ketzad seida haseva. What was the order of the meal when they used to recline? How did things work? Bisman changed de mitois, when there were only two couches, there were two people who were going to dine. Godel mesiv barosh. The biggest one, the oldest one, he would be the one to choose to choose his couch first. Vesheni loy lemato imenu. And the next one down, the less prestigious one, he would put his couch at the foot of the more prestigious person. Not like the Parasim, who the second one would put his bed, his couch, at the head of the more choshev one. Bismanchein sholish mitois. In the event that there were three couches, there were three people that were going to dine together. Godel meisiv barosh, the most choshev one, he would be the first one to lie on his couch. Sheini loy, the next one down, lemailo heimenu, he would put his bed at the head of the most choshev one. Shlishi loy, the least prestigious of the three, lemato imenu, would put his couch at the foot of the most prestigious one. Mayim arishonim, when it comes to netilas yadayim at the beginning of the meal, maschilin min agodil, you start with the oldest one, with the most choshev, you mechabed him. Mayim achreinim, regarding the mayim achreinim at the end of the meal, bizman shehin chamisha, maschilin min hagodil. When there's five or less people who are eating together, then the first one of the five is going to be the one that is going to be the most choshev, because he's the one that's going to say the Birchas Hamazon, as we're soon going to see. Or bizman shein mea, but when you have 100 people at the meal, maschilin min hakatan, then it's a long time to have to wait. You start with the youngest. There's no kibud for anyone to wash first. Ad shemagiyin etzel hei, until you only have five people left. When you only have five people left, v'choizrinu maschilin min hagodil, you then allow the most choshev one to wash. He's always going to be the one to wash fifth before the end. And that way, since the one that washes the godil, one that washes fifth before the end, is the one that's going to lead the Birchas Hamazon, he wants to have a few moments just to settle down and prepare his mind to Birchas Hamazon, so the four people after him wash whilst he's going through the Birchas Hamazon, preparing himself. Ulamokim shemayim achreinim choizrim lasham. This godil, which is where the mayim achreinim gets back to him after all the other 95 people have washed, lasham brocha choizeres. The brocha of Birchas Hamazon is going to start there. He's the one that's going to say the Birchas Hamazon. And by the way, 100 doesn't have to be 100, even if there's only 7 or 8 or 6. If there's more than five, you start from the lowest. Till you get to five left. When you have five left, the godil, the one that's going to lead the Birchas Hamazon, washes then, and then the last four wash. Says the Gemara Masayeh Elei L'Rav, Domer V'chiyah Bar Ash Yom Arav, Kol Hanoytel Yodov Ba'achreino Tchila, the first one who washes the Mayim Achreinim from these last five who wash Mayim Achreinim, Hum Zuman Lebrocha, he's the one that is going to prepare himself and is the one that's going to lead the Zimun and the Birchas Hamazon. Rav v'Rav Chia have a Yosef Basudas HaKamei de Rebbe. Rav and Rav Chia were eating together with Rebbe. Omer le Rebbe le Rav. Rebbe said to Rav, Kum Moshi Yodcho, wash your hands. Chaz Yerbavo saw the Komirtas, that Rav got agitated, he almost got offended, he got upset, like, why are you telling me to wash my hands? Have I eaten too much? Are my hands too dirty? He couldn't make sense of it. Omer Le, Rav Ahu said to him, no, it's okay, Bar Pochsi, you're the Ben Gedolim, you have Yichus. Ayin Bebirchas Mezoinu Ka'omar Lecho. What Rebbe was telling you, Rav, is that you can prepare yourself for Birchas Hamazon, wash your hands and use the last few moments for Birchas Hamazon, because I want to be mechabed you with Birchas Hamazon. And since you're the one that's going to get Birchas Hamazon, you should be the one to wash the first of the last five people to wash Mayim Achronim. In the next year, we're going to carry on from here.